I am Barrington Brennan, counseling psychologist and marriage and family therapist with your daily relationship nugget. In addition to being a marriage and family therapist, I'm also a musician, a singer, organist, and pianist, so I cannot help but talk about the subject and the way I'm going to do it right now. Marriage is not a solo. Did you get that? Marriage is not a solo. It is a duet between a man and a woman, singing together around the piano of God's divine accompanying grace. Each spouse produces a distinct tone. A healthy marriage occurs when these two individuals, over time, have learned how to blend sweetly their individual tones to form another unique and special harmonious sound, the marriage harmony. A duet is only made possible because each individual comes to the piano of marriage with the ability to start or stand alone with his or her own sound. You get to be able to sing. Many have agreed to sing the duet of marriage, but they have not been able to form harmony. Although forming the duet of marriage is instant, having occurred on the wedding day, the harmony of marriage, though, is not by default. It does not occur at the altar. It does not occur on the honeymoon. It is not automatic. A harmonious marriage is the result of years of practice, patience, growing, adjusting, and performing. It usually takes between 5 to 10 years for a couple to learn how to blend harmoniously. The dictionary defines harmony as the combination of simultaneously sounded musical notes to produce chords and chorded progressions having a pleasant effect. End of quote. It is similar in marriage. Harmony in marriage is a description of a sweet, pleasing effectiveness brought on by a willingness and openness on the part of both performers. As a little boy, I was fascinated with the music of one of the world's oldest quartets, the King's Heralds. I grew up listening to them, and in particular admiring the deep, rich voice of Jim McClintock. The quartet had a smooth blend and penetrated the coldest hearts. After 15 years of singing with the quartet, my favorite bass singer, Jim McClintock, retired, and a new bass joined the group, Jim Ayers. Jim, he really has a rich, deep voice. When he talks, your toes tinkle. Although he was a great soloist and has a beautiful voice, it took him at least one entire year to learn how to sing harmoniously with the quartet. At first, his voice was distinctly heard above the others. However, when listening to the quartet today, you can hear all four parts clearly, but neither voice is standing out as a sore thumb. They have learned how to blend. So should be marriage. So should be married partners. As stated earlier, many married couples have not learned how to create harmony in marriage. They have agreed to sing together, get married, but never taken the time to create harmony. There's no togetherness or mutuality. They are legally married, but emotionally and spiritually distant. They are no better than cohabiting couples who refuse to cross each other's boundaries. They thought that knowing how to perform sheet music would keep them close. Soon, they find out that the music under the sheets, that sex, was not sufficient to create or keep harmony in marriage. But they continue to focus on their own performance needs, that is, and refuse to listen to the conductor. The conductor's advice is God. Love seeketh not his or her own. 1 Corinthians 13. Okay, thus we have disharmony. Creating harmony calls for intentional, determined effort on the part of each singer. They must set aside systematic time for practice. When alone, they are to do physical exercises to tune the mind and the body and to enhance the breathing techniques and build self-confidence. The duet spends countless hours practicing together, listening intently to the other's tone, making adjustment to volume, power, and quality of voice. The two individuals realize that although individually they can perform well and even very well, perhaps be popular for their singing, yet singing together is vastly different and requires different skills. Are you a harmonious couple? Are you taking the time for each other and the marriage? Are you spending time around the piano of marriage, listening to the heavenly pianist as he works through your imperfections and weaknesses day by day, hour by hour, to bring out the best harmony in your marriage? Have you ever been willing to soften your tone, breathe deeper, and study the music of marriage? Are you singing, loving, so you can hear your duet partner at the same time? If you are doing these things, then you are on the road to creating harmony in marriage. On the other hand, if you are singing so loudly you cannot hear your partner's voice, you are either a controller, an abuser, stubborn, selfish, or arrogant. So listen. On a scale of 1 to 10, now let me test you. Just join me right now. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you measure the harmony in your marriage? All right, 1 meaning very poor and 10 meaning excellent. Determine your answer and then think about it and then tell your partner. All right, now let me give you or listen to the Brennan Marriage Harmonious Quiz. Select one of these answers, always, often, sometimes, really, or never. Okay, and I'm going to ask a question. And while you listen, just answer in your mind. Listen, my spouse and I spontaneously reach out to each other's hand when walking together. Always? Never? My spouse and I break into smiles spontaneously when we see each other at the end of the day. My spouse and I enjoy eating meals together at least 3 times a week. My spouse and I enjoy receiving calls from each other at work. My spouse and I eat lunch together at least once during the work week. My spouse and I enjoy sharing hymnals when singing together in church. My spouse and I enjoy referring to each other by our first or pet name. My spouse and I are considerate of each other's feelings, fears, and joys. My spouse and I are excited to go to bed together at least 3 times a week. My spouse and I are enjoying holding hands and lying close to each other while falling asleep. My spouse and I enjoy lingering a while making love. My spouse and I enjoy working together financially and building the family budget. My spouse and I enjoy sitting together in church and other religious or social functions. My spouse and I enjoy embracing each other for at least 20 seconds each day. My spouse and I enjoy talking about each other to our friends and our colleagues. And my spouse and I feel free to share options and ideas and opinions and ideas, even when they are opposing views. Now, how did you answer those questions? If you answered always, then you're really harmonious. You're really a harmonious couple. And I hope you got a good thought from this today. This is your Daily Relationship Nugget. I'm Barrington Brennan, keeping a smile on your heart.